Girdle Sprink clapped his paw to his brow.
Oh, corks! Is that my best bung, Spike? Looks more like a confounded corkscrew.
Mem Flackery emerged from the kitchens, spattered from ears to tail with blackberry preserve and meadow cream.
Steady on, old lad. Don't blame poor Gooch. It was me who borrowed your gear. Afraid we had to, what? Those little cads locked us out. We had to break back in, or the jolly old kitchens would have never been the same again.
Criculus peered in at the chaos that had been caused.
It looks like they took to decorating the place with flour, preserve and cream. Where are the dibbons now?
Formal Erm wiped flour from his snout.
I got them all locked up in the vegetable store, sir. Took my life in my paws doing it. They was fierce infants.
Skipper called on his two otter crew to support him as guards.
Right, shipmates. Let's parade these fierce infants out and see what they got to say for themselves.
Some of the dibbons were so coated with baking ingredients that they were unrecognisable. Malbon pointed to one who looked like he could be a mole.
You there! Stand up straight and take your paws out of that apron pocket. What's your name? Speak up!
The dibbon licked cream from his chin.
I'm Rubel, ma'am.
Friar Gooch pointed accusingly at him.
Rubel, that's him. He was the ringleader.
Malbon Grimp stared at the line of bespattered babes.
You know where you're going now, don't you?
A small voice murmured regretfully.
Up to bed, ma'am.
Mem eyed Rubel.
Tell him he's jolly well wrong. Explain to him where you wretches are going first. What?
Rubel scuffed a footpaw across the floor, leaving a smear of blackberry preserve as he did.
Brr, straightening bar for your poses.
The hair nurse wiggled a paw under his snout.
Correct, sir. Straight into the blinking bath and one whimper out of any beast and I'll bathe you twice.
Sister Vernal lectured the miscreant severely.
Look at you. Look at these kitchens. Shame on you rogues. Right, it's bath, bed and no supper for the lot of you.
Rubel rubbed his small but bulging stomach ruefully.
Uzzins couldn't manage no more vegetables to be eaten, ma'am.
Friar Gooch stamped a paw on the floor.
Don't dare talk back, you dreadful dibbons. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Away with you and get bathed. That's unless you have anything to add, Father Abbot.
Appademus used his sternest tone.
I'll see you all in Great Hall tomorrow before breakfast. That's when I'll decide what must be done. You're all on Abbot's report.
The dibbons exchanged shocked glances as they were led off dumbstruck. Abbot's report was a very serious matter.